Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Stefan Josipovic to tell us about Satagro, a startup using satellite data from space to make farms more efficient.
Hi, my name is Stefan Josipovic, and I'm responsible for all things geospatial data related at Satagro. We are part of EIT Food's Rising Food Stars, and we are fighting for the future of food because there are considerable efficiency gains to be had just if we know where to look. Satagro's mission is to help farmers look into satellite data to improve the situation at their farm. Satagro is a small company for now, and we specialize in the applications of weather and satellite data to the sector of agriculture. So our mission is to find these small or large efficiency gains that are to be had by analyzing data and applying it in the correct way, be it at the farm scale or at the scale of a large food processor who has a lot of farmers supplying them. Satagro's main product is a web platform where individual farmers can view and modify satellite data in order to analyze the situation in their farm and improve a wide variety of practices such as fertilization, irrigation, crop protection, things like that. Our founder, Przemysław Żelazowski, actually did his PhD at Oxford, specializing in monitoring tropical forests in Brazil and in Congo with satellite data. After he graduated, he went on to work at the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, where he still worked mostly in forestry, but he recognized the potential of applying the same data to agriculture. And just to clarify, the idea of satellite data in agriculture is not exactly new. Even in the 70s, it was employed by the US to spy on Soviet grain production. But in the early teens of this century, data has finally become easily accessible and frequently acquired, so that the applications that we have in mind at Satagro are finally practical. Our founder got the timing right by founding Satagro right at the cusp of this newly found availability of satellite data. In 2015, Satagro was founded. Ever since then, we've been working to improve processes across agriculture using satellite data. The primary benefit of using Satagro is getting a clear picture of what's happening at your farm. This can be achieved by analyzing and transforming satellite images of your fields, but also by tracking and analyzing information about how we did in previous seasons, what factors contributed to a higher or lower yield. A very important benefit of Satagro is the way it can help you reduce your agrochemical use. So for instance, depending on the variability of your field, you can save as much as 15% on your nitrogen fertilizer costs. The same techniques can be used to also reduce pesticide use, which has immense benefits for the natural environment. So we hope to benefit both our direct user, the individual farmer who has an account on our platform, as well as the environment surrounding their farm. Until recently, the paradigm in agriculture was often, let's use as much agrochemicals as needed, and if we aren't exactly sure how much is needed, let's use a little extra. This leads to quite considerable environmental challenges, such as the eutrophication of water, where a lot of fertilizers are washed out into the water supply, as well as an overuse of pesticides, things like that. When we have accurate information about what is going on in the farm, and we have geospatial technologies to help us actually use that information in the field without resorting to employing 10 people just to make sure where we are, we can significantly reduce the amount of agrochemicals we use. Satagro is a rising food stars company at EIT Food, which has enabled us to network with other small companies, other rising food stars. But also, this has put us in touch with some very large players in the industries that we are targeting. For example, we attribute a lot of our contacts with major machinery manufacturers to the fact that we've been able to interact with them through EIT Food. This is an exciting time to be at the intersection of remote sensing technologies and agriculture, primarily because there is a glut of data providers now. It's easier than ever to launch a satellite into orbit. With time, we will be able to image the entire world at resolutions that have been unattainable until very recently, and at frequencies that will go beyond the daily imaging capacity of some of the companies today. It's quite exciting that soon we will have access to imagery that captures the farmer's farm multiple times a day. And the proliferation of remote sensing and precision agriculture technologies will make the entire sector more sustainable. Our message to the agricultural industry is there are plenty of little efficiency gains to be had that can have a very big impact down the line. And we would like to help you achieve those gains.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on Satagro, head over to satagro.net.